Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show once again. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at theforbiddendoctor.com. I've been doing this, as you well know, for more than well over a decade with Doug, and I usually during the week jot down notes of questions from patients and also from email that comes in asking for specific topics that I can address. And so in my little notebook of notes, I've had a couple of things hanging around for some time that I haven't talked about. But I think I'm going to do it today because for no other reason to open up some more space in my notebook. But one of the things I wanted to talk about was flavored milks. Now, I realize that may not be the most cutting concept in your mind at the moment, but it's something that needs to be said because these kids, these children in school lunches are being fed these flavored milks, and there's something that I want to say about that. And then if I have time, one of the most outrageous ideas that's still floating around out there as far as greenhouse gases and methane building up in the atmosphere is, the question is, do cows cause global warming? And to me, it's one of the most nonsense questions I've ever heard, but I wanted to address that as well because it has a direct impact on our own physiology, on human physiology as well. So that's what I want to try and do if I have enough time to get through all of these, or both of these subjects. But there's a lot of people, especially parents who aren't paying as close attention to this as they might otherwise do, think that flavored milks is just a milk that's got some flavoring, chocolate, strawberry, something that's mixed in. And that's not true at all. Flavored milks are highly sweetened beverages that are made with powdered skim milk. They are actually the dairy industry's way of getting rid of all the skim milk that's left over after the production of butter and the cream mostly for ice cream. And since Americans are huge ice cream eaters, and since Americans are eating more butter these days, now that they realize it's actually a healthy thing for them, there's this enormous amount of waste that's left over that the industry has to get rid of. And so with the advent of modern industrial agriculture, which separates all the farm animal species into confinement facilities, and I've done shows on this in the past, how terrible this is, it's no longer possible for the farmer to feed his leftover skim milk to his pigs after sending the cream to the dairy factory. So better thing to do with this low-fat waste product than, let's just give it to our kids. And so because the USDA dietary guidelines, school children are not allowed to have whole milk at lunchtime, the kind of milk that would help them to grow normally. The USDA won't allow whole milk for children in school. So instead, their choices are limited to low-fat and flavored milk beverages in chocolate and strawberry flavors. And these beverages contain more sugar per ounce than a can of soft drink. And so these students choose chocolate over plain milk 2-to-1. And there are reports of children in the breakfast programs actually putting chocolate milk on their cereal in the morning at schools that provide this before they go to class. Now, thanks to the efforts of Jamie Oliver, host of the Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution, plus input that comes in from thousands of concerned parents, a lot of schools have dropped the flavored milk offering because the kids hate the watery, plain, low-fat milk, so they ended up not drinking milk. And, of course, the dairy industry isn't going to stand by and let that happen, especially as some policymakers have begun calling for the introduction of full-fat milk back into school lunches. So, you know, and shocking that that is. You know what? Give valuable butter fat to growing children? Well, of course, that would be horrible for the bottom line of the dairy industry. So the industry increased their lobbying efforts for flavored milks. And there is a publication from the American Dairy Association called the Dairy Promotion News. And in this particular issue that I was looking at, there was this article that was that's entitled, Checkoff Reinforces Importance of Offering Flavored Milk in Schools, end quote. Now, according to the article, and I'm quoting from it here, in response to recent changes in nutritional guidelines, allowing schools greater flexibility in meeting nutrition requirements, ADA Northeast distributed informational kits to 1,600 school districts about the importance of offering low-fat flavored milk to students. I'm not kidding. That's the article. And the promotional kit includes this flyer with this title, 5 Reasons Flavored Milk is Nutritious and Appealing to Schools and Students Alike. And then they included a mouse pad that features chocolate and strawberry and white milk logos. And the campaign seems to be working because many schools have already reintroduced, once it was taken out, these schools have reintroduced flavored milk thanks to the support of the local dairy farmers and cooperatives, end quote. Now, a few years ago, when researching the subject of flavored milk for a podcast I must have been doing, I don't know, 15 years ago or so, I was astounded to find 3 particular web pages online hawking flavored milk. And the typical arguments of these pages goes like this, quote, flavored milk is a terrific way for kids, teens, and adults to enjoy milk and get the same 9 essential nutrients found in milk, nutrients that can help kids grow into strong and healthy adults. The quote continues, milk, including flavored, is the number one food source of 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of, vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. Research shows that children who drink flavored milk drink more milk overall, have better quality diets, do not consume more added sugar or fat, and are just as likely to be at a healthy weight compared to kids who do not consume flavored milk. In fact, flavored milk contributes only 4% of the added sugars to children's diets ages 2 to 18, while soft drinks and non-carbonated sweetened beverages contribute 46% of the added sugars, end quote. Why isn't flavored milk then a good way to get 3 out of 4 of the important nutrients in milk? I mean, since the milk has been heated, and once for pasteurization, and then they heat it again for the skim that's left to turn it into powder. I mean, any enzymes that help the body absorb calcium and phosphorus has been destroyed. You need vitamin D to utilize calcium and phosphorus, and it's unlikely that the vitamin D is going to be absorbed because that's a fat-soluble vitamin, and there's almost no fat in flavored milk. And these flavored milks typically also contain cornstarch, and carrageenan, which is very hard to digest, and natural and artificial flavors, vitamin A palmitate, and the strawberry-flavored milk on the label of it lists high fructose corn syrup along with sugars plus natural flavoring and red dyes, but there's something missing from the strawberry-flavored milk. Can you guess? Yeah, there's no strawberries. And so back to the newsletter here from the American Dairy Association Northeast. On the back page is a photo of Abby Koppenhaver. It's a New York dairy farmer, registered dietitian. She's participating in the Ironman race by Team Chocolate Milk, for Pete's sake, and shown drinking a bottle of low-fat chocolate milk. She did the marathon, congratulations, Abby, which consists of a 2.5-mile swim, 112-mile bike ride, and a 26-mile run. She did it in 14 hours, 4 minutes. The winners typically complete that course in just over 9 hours. It took her over 14. Now, she looks nice and slim, as this picture here, as she should, engaging in so much exercise. But on the opposite page to where her picture is, there's two group photos of the state dairy princesses. The outgoing winners, the new incoming winners that are the state dairy princesses. And recently, at a dairy conference, a dairy farmer who was promoting whole milk for school children pointed out that all six of these teenage girls, the three going out, the three coming in, are all overweight, and some of them quite a bit. Now, the dirty little secret of these flavored milks is that they provide the perfect combination of ingredients for weight gain, and that's the point I want to get to here, in spite of what the industry is saying. First is the low-fat powdered milk, because if you feed low-fat milk to pigs, who have a metabolism very similar to you and me as human beings, they will rapidly gain weight. Now, they will stay lean if they're fed whole milk. And it seems that, you know, counterintuitive, I know, but people who've been listening, especially you, to my podcast here with Doug for some time now, know that we need animal fats to stay slim. They give us energy, it supports the thyroid, it helps with detoxification so that those toxins won't need body fat to lodge in, and it contributes to satiety. You can have a glass of whole milk and a glass of skim milk, and after you drink the glass of skim milk, you're looking for something to eat. You drink a glass of whole milk, and you could go a couple hours without ever getting hungry. And then the sugars, or the combination of sugar and the high fructose corn syrup. The added sweeteners in one serving of flavored milk adds up to 25 to 30 grams. Now, 30 grams is about 2 tablespoons of sugar. In those little cartons that they drink at lunch or breakfast, 2 tablespoons of sugar. And if this added sugar contributes only 4%, as they said, of sugar intake to kids ages 2 to 18, then these kids are eating a heck of a lot of sugar, probably because the flavored milk leaves them so unsatisfied. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I will be right back.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe, even if you're on medications. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics. You can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right, go to toploss.com, use the Doug Stephan code, just Doug, actually, D-R-U-G. Make sure you get the best deal and free shipping. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. That's 800-504-1123.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And once again, I'm not a forbidden doctor. The forbidden doctor is that doctor that's deep, deep inside your body. The doctor that keeps running your body all day long without you ever paying any attention to what your heart is doing, what your digestive system is doing, what your elimination system, your immune system. These things are all controlled by a life force that's deep inside of us. And that life force is there while we're alive. And when we're not alive anymore, the life force is gone. That life force is what I refer to as the forbidden doctor, because Big Pharma and the healthcare industry does not want you to know or understand that this doctor is alive inside of you, and it only needs a few things to get the job done. It needs rest, it needs clean water, and it needs whole foods. And when you provide these things for that forbidden doctor inside you, and I say forbidden because the industry forbids you to know about it, that's the forbidden part, you can enjoy lasting health. As I've said many times on this program in the past, I honestly believe 90% of the suffering that goes on in this country, disease or otherwise, is simply from malnutrition. The body not getting the micronutrients it needs. And so the older we get, the more it starves, the more symptoms show up, and the prevailing controlling interest in healthcare wants to use their chemical poisons to deal with the symptoms of malnutrition. All right, let me go on here. There's a third ingredient in flavored milk that can cause weight gain. And I talk about this many times in the past. And the answer is free glutamic acid, basically MSG. And it's formed during the milk powdering process. And also it's lurking in the artificial and the natural flavors. Now, researchers will use MSG to induce obesity in test animals. And a study at the University of North Carolina found that people who eat more MSG are more likely to be overweight or obese, no matter how many calories they consume. And here's a good explanation of how MSG disrupts the human metabolism to cause weight gain. And that is simply the fact that it interrupts glycolysis processes that does not allow your body to use glucose properly for energy that it needs, and so it stores it as fat. And the fact that these spokespeople can promote these food-like products is simply an indictment of the entire dairy industry. They are absolutely not appropriate for anyone, especially growing children. I mean, what kind of society believes that it's a good idea to feed such garbage to children? And does this have anything to contribute to the growing rate of obesity of children inside of our country as of now, 2024? So I'm always addressing these kinds of things with patients on a regular basis, and I'm just happy to make it a part of the Good Day Health Show podcast this particular time so I can refer my patients to it, as I often do. GoodDayHealthShow.com/podcast. There's hundreds of them there between me and Dr. Ken. All right, after the break, I want to talk about the eternal question that keeps us awake half the night. Do cows cause global warming? One popular argument for avoiding meat is the premise that cows emit methane in their burps and their farts, and for this reason, contributing to global warming. I know that's laughable. It's extremely laughable. I'm not surprised that you're laughing right now. So after we get back from the break, I want to get into this from a little bit more of a serious discussion. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe, even if you're on medications. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics. You can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right. Go to toploss.com. Use the Doug Stephan code. Just Doug, actually, D-R-U-G. Make sure you get the best deal and free shipping. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. That's 800-504-1123.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Prosecutors in former President Trump's New York hush money trial are seeking contempt charges. They allege he breached a gag order via recent social media posts. Trump's defense attorneys asserts he was just responding to attacks from Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels. A hearing to address the motion is scheduled for next week. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he has full confidence in President Biden's mental capacity, addressing concerns raised by special counsel Robert Hur's report. Hur described Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory.
If you're asking me about my own observations, I have complete confidence in the president.
Garland, during a House hearing, said he's witnessed Biden effectively lead meetings on complex national issues. A new Iowa law signed by Governor Kim Reynolds criminalizes illegal immigration. State officers can now arrest previously deported migrants. Reynolds blames the Biden administration for neglecting border security. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at the Good Day Health Show at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm happy to announce that shortly I have a whole new webpage coming that is much more user-friendly and much cleaner and, I think, much more attractive in its design. That will be coming up here within the next 2 weeks. All right, I told you before the break I want to talk about this silly, silly notion that cows cause global warming. And I know that's laughable, at least anybody that can think about this. My first question, of course, is how long have cows been on the planet? Oh, no, that's not a fair question to ask, Jack, because there's more cows now than before because we're eating too much red meat. Well, how do you know that? And what about 150 years ago when there were 40 million buffalo in North America? Were those animals farting and burping, and were they eating grass? Were they producing excess gas back then that was causing the Earth to go through terrible warming cycles? I know it's a silly, stupid question. But all over the internet, you can find statements like this, quote, "The most important conclusion for ourselves is eat much less meat and dairy products. This is one of the most effective ways to reduce our personal carbon footprint and to generally reduce our personal negative impact on the environment." I just want to laugh. According to a 400-page report, by the Food and Agricultural Organization entitled Livestock's Long Shadow. The world's 1.5 billion cattle are most to blame for global warming. I'm serious. That's what this article says. Quote, livestock are responsible for 18% of the greenhouse gases that cause global warming, more than cars, planes, and all other forms of transport put together. Now, I'm not sure if you're aware of it. I'm a pilot. I'm a multi-engine pilot. I'm not current in anything. I haven't flown for a while. But there are programs that you can go to on the internet where you can watch the airplanes in the sky. It's almost like you're at a traffic control center, and you can see all the airplanes that are in the sky over the entire Earth at any one time. And you can click on a particular plane, and it will tell you where it came from, where it's going, its altitude, its speed. Do you know how many airplanes are in the sky right now as you're listening to this podcast? About 10,000 airplanes, jets, high-altitude jets, burning jet fuel with all of the exhaust coming out of these jet engines, about 10,000 of them right now. And to even suggest that cows can outdo that is absolutely laughable. Here's another quote. Quote, so as weather patterns become more and more chaotic, blame the burgers, blame the steaks, the ribs, and the sausages, and other products of the massively overpopulated cows around the globe. Interestingly enough, sausages made from pigs, not cows, but they said sausages. But, and it says, sure, cracking down on coal may be part of the fix, but there's a long-term solution to climate change that everybody can do right now. Get the animals off our plates. End quote. I'm serious. I'm not making this up. Now, the original version of AOC, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal resolution, calls for, quote, a World War II-style mobilization effort to eliminate greenhouse gas emissions from agricultural operations. We set a goal to get to net zero rather than zero emissions in 10 years because we aren't sure that we'll be able to fully get rid of farting cows and airplanes that fast. Yes, get rid of airplanes. Now, she has since removed the word farting from the fact sheet. But with rubbish like this coming out of Congress, can vegetarianism by law and a ban on air travel be far behind? Now, methane has the chemical formula of CH4. It's just one atom of carbon and four atoms of hydrogen. And methane is the main component of natural gas. If you've got a gas stove in your home, if you've got a gas heater, furnace in your to heat your home, that's methane is the main component of that gas. And it's also created by certain types of bacteria that break down plant matter, whether it's inside or outside the cow. And in a quick search of the internet will show you the largest source of atmospheric methane are the wetlands, the marshes, the swamps, the bogs, the peat, where they harvest large amounts of peat. And strangely enough, the Environmental Protection Agency is committed to preserving these wetlands, even increasing them. And another big contributor is rice paddies. And I wonder if that is why the latest, what's called EAT, Eat Lancet report, it comes from the Lancet, the British Medical Journal, or not the British Medical Journal, the Lancet Medical Journal, doesn't mention rice as a staple food. I wonder. But you can go online and you can see graphs of the sources of atmospheric methane. And at the most, and I'm looking at a report right now, unfortunately I can't put it on here, it's from 2018, and it shows that chickens, cows, pigs, other animals as a part of animal agriculture, at the absolute most, might contribute to 13%. And that's assuming that the theories are correct. Now, since cows break down vegetable matter in their rumens, and those are the pockets of the stomach. Remember, a cow has one stomach, but it's got four pockets. They're called rumens. That's why it's referred to as a ruminant. Other ruminants are sheep and deer. A horse is not a ruminant. A horse just has one big, gigantic stomach. But the methane from these little pockets in the stomach escapes out of one end or the other of the cow. And cows, of course, are a convenient target for all the meddling, busybody bureaucrats, since no one dare proposes filling in the wetlands or forbidding the production of rice or cutting down rainforests and getting rid of the termites in the rainforest that produce methane, which are other significant sources of methane. So according to lots of highly trained scientists, the Earth's atmospheric methane concentration has increased by 150% since 1750, and it accounts for 20% of the total what's called radiative forcing from all of the long-lived and globally mixed greenhouse gases. The two other main greenhouse gases are nitric oxide and carbon dioxide, and methane usually breaks down much more quickly than the other two do. So, according to climate scientists, this increase in methane is the main cause of global warming. I mean, who am I to argue? I'm not a global warming specialist, nor a methane specialist by any means. But I read. So I have just one question. If the increase in methane is causing global warming, how come methane levels, according to their own so-called scientific papers, until recent times, presumably flat prior to 1750, and it has no relation to the actual temperature trends over the last several hundred years, including what is known as the medieval warm period that was in the 1600s, where it was strangely warm, followed by the Little Ice Age, where it was strangely cold for a period of time. The Little Ice Age was a period of cooling that occurred between the medieval warm period and so-called global warming of today. And so we know that there are periodic cooling cycles alternating with warming cycles. This is no big surprise. The Arctic ice and the ice research that is done with the glaciers in the Alps, where these glaciers are over 100,000 years old. And as they drill through to various layers, there are different pockets that show up that have trapped gas inside of it. And also particulate matter that falls out of the sky at certain layers of the ice. And as they go through, they can actually go back and see the weather history from as much as 100,000 years. And there are periods of time when it was unusually warm, and there are periods of time when it was unusually cold, like a pendulum swinging back and forth. And most of that study has happened since over the last 11,000 years, since the last ice age. Now, leaving this little inconvenient fact aside, I want to focus on the cows. There's approximately 90 million cows in the U.S. today, down from about 150 million, something like that, back in the mid-70s. And worldwide, the number of cows have remained stable over the last decade. Yet methane seems to be increasing. Another inconvenient fact. Now consider that prior to 1700, as I mentioned earlier, these wild ruminants covered the whole North American continent. Estimates range as high as 70 million bison, which are larger than cows, therefore they produce a lot more methane per animal, about 30 million elk, 40 million deer, 20 million pronghorn sheep, and it goes on and on, numbers that exceed by far the current ruminant population inside our country. And moreover, there were about 60 to 400 million beavers creating dams, ponds, and wetlands throughout this continent. Most of those wetlands, of course, are gone now. But by some estimates, maybe 95% less today than before we started to colonize this country, all of them producing methane. Yet atmospheric methane is said to be increasing today. Another inconvenient fact, because this anomaly leads to one question about assumptions of methane levels in the past. And there's a lot of good internet discussions about what is causing the rapid increase in methane during the last few decades. And one culprit that a lot of people are pointing their fingers at is the shale gas production, where they go into shale, the big pockets of shale, especially in Canada, and they find these huge pockets of gas inside of shale, and they trap that, of course, for the sale of natural gas. And so there are people saying, well, it's the stuff that's leaking from this that's causing the increase in methane. But for sure, it's not the cows. So you go right ahead and enjoy your hamburger, preferably a grass-fed burger, without any qualms anymore about destroying the planet. And why is grass-fed better? Grass-fed better in terms of climate change? Because well-nourished pasture is a big sink for carbon. They reduce the so-called greenhouse gases. However, the global warming folks are not likely to give in to any rational discussion, because it's not about cows, it's not about methane, as you well know. It's all about proposals for taxing grass-fed cows coming very soon. In a few moments, I will be joining Doug, and I just want to refer to my website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. There are lots of podcasts there on so many different subjects. And also GoodDayHealthShow.com for hundreds of podcasts over the years. So I will be joining up with Doug here in just a few moments. Take a quick break, and then I will be right back. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at JackStockwell.com.
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone. AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Brief episode in the history of Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from his clinic in Salt Lake City. He has some fabulous experiences, fabulous stories, fabulous attitudes, fabulous ways to help keep you on the right course. So if you look at the, if you go back in time, I mean, every week we have these 2 hours, one with Jack Stockwell, one with Ken Kronhaus, offering help on your quest for the best health possible. Jack has different ways, different thinking than does Ken. And so that is noted here as we try to understand the whole business of salt. I I find myself often listening to the two of you, Jack and Ken, as you pit your information, not against each other, but as contrary. And that's one of the reasons that I do it the way I do it, because people should hear both sides of the story. So you were listening last week when Ken took the position that he did. He doesn't think you should put salt on anything at all. And he doesn't think you should put sugar, have any sugar in your system either. I think it's hard to avoid both of them. But you don't agree on the salt. As a matter of fact, you vehemently disagree with him when it comes to the salt shaker. So you want to explain that?
Yeah, it's like the debate on, with vitamins. How many vitamins? Should you take this? Should you take that? Without ever contradistinguishing between vitamins that were made in a laboratory and the real vitamins that come from food. It's the same thing with salt. Usually when there's a disagreement on salt and salt can lead to water retention, can lead to higher blood pressures, there's no distinguishing difference established between what would be considered table salt and sea salt. Now, I would agree with him with table salt. Table salt has one mineral, just sodium, and way too much of it. Plus, it has anti-slaking additives in there to keep the stuff flowing, like when it rains, it pours, kind of an idea. And that's the wrong kind of stuff. The right stuff is the salt that's colored. It's either pink or it's gray. If it's gray, you know it's sea salt that came from the French coast. If it's pink, you know it's Himalayan sea salt. This salt has as many as 84 minerals in it. And our bodies are so dependent on minerals. let alone all the chlorides that are present. And your body needs the chloride from salt to form hydrochloric acid. And so with the patients that I deal with that are on salt-restricted diets, almost invariably they have some kind of digestive problems because they're not making enough hydrochloric acid to break down the proteins. So I just wanted to make that. When you hear stuff
does
like
that
this,
contribute to lots of gas and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because this stuff will it'll fester. It'll ferment.
Yeah.
And so when stuff sits in the stomach for too long because it's not sufficiently acidified, it'll turn into a little volcano and start blowing these acids up your throat. And then you think you got acid indigestion when you didn't have enough acid.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to make that clarification.
Yeah, no, you did. That's very good. Now, I think that we were talking, and this is something that we didn't spend as much time on as I would like to have, the blood thinners that are important. There are 9 of them, and you maintain at your website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, that these are kind of musts. I was looking at what I have. The cayenne pepper I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole because it's just so... It's dangerous.
Well, it's rough on the stomach. Some people get a kick out of it. Other people, it's just too sensitive. Mm.
But garlic is easy enough, and ginger.
Yes.
And ginkgo, and green tea, and the fish oil. See, I maintain, Ken says to me that I have no plaque in my thoracic cavity, and he even attributes it, you know, he says, I don't understand this. And I said, how about I take 3 fish oil capsules a day? Does that make it understandable? And he looked at me and he said, yeah. And so I think that's one of the easiest ways for me, between that and turmeric or curcumin or whatever you want to call it. I think there are such benefits there that are so easy. And the green tea, I think, also. Don't you think that green tea
I agree with you. These are the things that our species has been using for time immemorial. To have good, healthy blood circulation. And we know
Knowing it. They didn't know it. They don't know that turmeric is... You know, the Indians, today they know.
They don't study this stuff.
They don't
study nutrition. Nutrition is not a part of medical education.
Food medical is medicine. Is
how to sell drugs.
That's the mantra,
not how
doctor.
To make your body healthy.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Check it out there, or JackStockwell.com. This is Good Day Health with Dr. Jack. I'm Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become 1 in a million.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.